Okay, this is zoning board meeting for September 24th, 2025. We're going to stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to do a roll call. Dan Gerken is excused. Kathy Kogut?
Here.
Nick Sabozik is excused because of work. Tom Stampone?
Here.
Wade Turner?
Here.
Okay, so we, Dan Gerken is not here. Nick was the backup chair. So we have to take a vote. Something, we have a motion to elect a temporary chair for today.
I'll make a motion to elect Kathy Hogan.
I'll second it. Wade Turner, second it.
Okay. Still go through the vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Not opposed. Okay. Before we get started, I am Chuck Clark, Director of Development. This is Scott Hayes, Steve Balin, Code Enforcement, Christy Cooper from the Law Department. So as not to be confused with the nameplates that are in front of you here. We're sitting in the council chambers. These are the nameplates for the city council members. We hold the zoning and planning board meetings in this office, but not to be confused, we are not these people in front of you. Comment I would like to make to you is that when the public comment period is opened up for each of these projects, if there are anybody speaking for or against, you will get 5 minutes. It'll be timed up here. When your 5 minutes is up, you're politely done. This is the zoning board. Their job is strictly to look at variance requests. They are not the city council. They are not a law body. They do nothing other than look at variance requests. So please keep your comments to the variance request and related to the project, and that is what they will be looking at. And that is the scope of their authority. So with that said, Ms. Kogut.
Okay. So we have the business from last week's meeting that we have to vote on approval of the meeting minutes from last week. Did you all get to review them? Yeah. So motion to accept the meeting minutes from last week.
I'll second. So I'll make the motion. Tom Stampone.
Wade Turner, second.
Okay.
All in favor. You gotta take the procedure.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, then we can move on. I haven't been in charge of this before, so thank you for being patient with me. Okay, so we will start today's agenda with new business, land use variance, area variance at 1590 Abbott Road, requests for rear yard setback, and over 80% property coverage for building addition in neighborhood commercial zone. And do we have, who's here for this?
Hey, I'm John Juzzi. I'm representing my brother.
Oh, okay.
We decided he was going on vacation this week.
Oh, nice.
So, and I'm familiar enough with the project. Essentially what it is the market at 1590 Abbott Road. There's existing a garage back here. There's a fenced in area. They right now store just material on site. They want to add this back rectangle to the building, more retail space and storage of all that material stuff that's stored outside right now, extra inventory. The variance they're asking for is a reduction from 10 foot down to 5 foot at the back property. And the coverage area, although the building is not that big, the paved area, all of the rest of the existing site, except for the 5 foot buffer around the building, is already paved. So they could remove some of that if you had to come back to the 80% coverage. But, and that'd be as easy as taking this over and turning that back into grass. But no work's going to be done there. That's why they asked for the variance.
So does anybody have any questions or?
I do. Tom Stample, 5 foot. I mean, if there's an emergency back there, that you can't, any vehicle cannot get back there to do anything. If
Well, the 5 foot
it's only 5 foot buffer. Now, what's that on the other side? You have
the 5 foot.
Your properties there, correct?
The homes back over there, yes.
Yes.
The 5 foot side yard, that's not a request.
That's the legal side, the back.
But it's the backyard here, and it's nothing but common backyard land. Right now, the building, the garage that's there is actually almost at the property line. We're actually making.
We brought an extra Google image so we could take a look at that. It's already chaos right on this. Are you foreseeing that this is going to add some extra traffic into this establishment?
A little bigger business always adds a little bit extra traffic, yes, but is it substantial? Again, I'm not familiar with how fast their turnover is at the store. To say that it's a high number of cars.
And, so we would want to probably keep the 80% coverage, right? Because we should follow, is it going to present a hardship to the owner if they keep it off
paper? To be honest with you, this is probably to the advantage of the guy next door because his driveway is very narrow there. If you put any vegetation in there, say you put any bushes.
The 20% is pretty space. Steve Bale, code enforcement. So the 20% is pretty space. So anything that's impervious would be the 80%.
Yeah, I got you now. Okay, so do we, now we have to say if we have any people here. Open it up to public.
Folks, I'm involved because of this COVID.
I'm not usually the chairperson here.
So forgive me for getting involved. So your step now, assuming that the board members don't have any more questions.
You have another question?
I hear you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
So just hold tight for a second.
Sure.
So you exhaust your questions with the board members because that's the primary focus.
Sure.
When those are exhausted, and you then open up for public comment and ask for anybody who is here to speak in relation to the project. And the people give their name, their address, and then they go over there. So
okay.
Exhaust your conversation amongst your board members. And then once that's done, then you open it.
Open it up. Okay. So, Mr. Stampone, what else do you have a question on?
Yes. There's not that many parking spots as it is. Now, how you plan on cleaning the snow there in the wintertime?
Well, this little dead end space here, right now there's no handicap spaces.
Right.
And that has to be as convenient as possible at the front door. And that's part of the area that could be left paved in the snow pile on that. It's.
Well, I'm talking about the snow behind.
I'm talking
this way. Where's the stove? Where are you going to put that snow?
There's still a little bit of a cushion on the side of the door over here to pile that back there or pull it back into here where there's more area.
Well, if you do that, you're going to lose parking spots. So now if you get busy there, where are the people supposed to park?
Well, this is not a parking space. This is dead space from the building to the first parking space. This is actually the first parking space. So this is dead area that things could be piled on. We're not, back to your traffic question, we're not actually adding any new parking places other than allocating those to handicap. So the traffic count won't be any bigger.
And this is Kathleen Kogut adding on to Mr. Stampone's comment. So when you're moving the snow, it's not gonna affect these neighbors at the corner of the street. That,
no, it's all within their property. We're not plowing that way.
Okay.
You're plowing the
lawn. Not going to hit their fence or try and, yeah.
And I believe that's the way it's plowed now.
Okay.
Because there is a garage back here. It's plowed back into this area.
We see this garage back here.
That's what I was just looking at. So what's going to be inside the building in the back that they want to build?
Retail and inventory storage. The same way this garage is used for that right now. That trailer is a temporary thing that's used for inventory. And those things like the pallets that are out there, all that's going inside the back building.
And where's your dumpster, your garbage dumpster? Where is that? Where do you keep the garbage?
I don't know that answer. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Scott Hayes, code enforcement. I do believe they have totes, and they put out cardboard boxes for their garbage pickup, and the city picks it up.
Thank you. As I said, got this morning.
Sir, Chuck Clark, yes. From development. For the board's benefit, to the extent that you can, and I realize you just got thrown into this, can you, for the board's benefit, explain how the additional building with the retail component, I would assume that that's done, obviously, to bring in more customers or sell more to more people. Can you explain how that's proposed activity is going to affect the site?
I'm not exactly sure, but my understanding is that we needed a place to store things and the back prep areas, that kind of thing. This will still be the primary retail space. There's a small connection between the two. There may be a little bit of that retail space, but it's more being able to buy inventory and store it on site.
Because I thought I heard you say retail and storage. Yeah.
Well, that's the way it's described. I'm not exactly sure what's proportioned to be what.
Can you mail a code for it? So are they just going to, now they're using part of the business for storage and they're planning on moving all the storage in, making the whole business, their whole front building retail?
That's what I understand it to be. Well, they're using, as I say, the garage and the trailer and the fenced in there.
And everything will be
gone. All that, correct? That's going away. Yeah.
And the van they have there that's taking up parking spots, that'll be in a parking spot or something. Right now, it's parked behind the parking spots.
Yeah, you're catching me cold on that one. I don't know.
I'm just asking because right now,
but I would assume
it's parked long ways and it's crazy ruining a lot of parking spots, just like the trailer is. So if this was going to go through, then all that would have to be for sure.
Just for good business operation, yeah. They shouldn't have old cars laying around. If that's what you,
I see they did move the. There was a car there, but no place. They did get that out there already, but the trailer and the van are still there.
Okay.
Do we have any other questions from?
Is it legal? Just one more.
Yes, sure. It's
just have the two parking spaces in front of the building.
Yeah.
Never seen anybody
park there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And board members, you're under no time requirement. You ask as many questions and you extend your conversation as long as you need to, and the same courtesy within the 5 minute scope will be offered to those in the crowd. But these are your decisions to make, so you ask as many questions as you need to.
Wade Turner, do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so if the board members don't have any more questions, we'll open it up to public comment.
You need to make a motion to.
I'll make a motion to open up public comment.
Second. I'll motion that.
You'll motion
second.
That?
I'll second.
You'll second it. All right.
No.
All in favor?
Aye. That's all. We're going to do it together. Okay. We're going to learn this.
You're doing fine.
Okay.
So the first, whoever would like to speak first on the matter, please come up, say your name, your address. And you will have 5 minutes to say whatever it is you need to say.
I am Damian Kurczewski, KURCZEWSKI. I live at 1586 Abbott, right next door. This is June Zach, who owns the building. We have discussed with Al just within the last hour about all our reservations, about the trailer, about the pallets, about the garbage. He said he's going to get rid of the trailer tomorrow and the pallets. And that really that really helps us out because we're tired of looking out the window and seeing that all the time, every day for the last couple of years. So the only other thing we talked about was the snow and he understands where the snow can go and where it can't go. And our fence got knocked over once or twice, and he did fix it. So happy about that. So,
oh, good.
I guess if things go along the way they say, then we're fine with it.
Miss, do you have any comments about the project? Very good. If you've got nothing else, then.
Nothing else.
Okay, thank you. Whoever's next, who would like to speak on the project?
Anybody else want to speak on the project?
We did have a written submission from the Munitzar family. Is anybody here from that family? Would you like to speak?
You have the letter.
Okay. So there are board members in front of you. And it is too long to read, but I will give you a few minutes to read it, because you should. If they wanted to get up and speak, they would say the same thing. Please take a few minutes to read this letter. I'm not going to opine or influence what it says or doesn't say. You read it and you digest it for yourself. But that is on behalf of the letter was submitted by Jamel Monasar, 6 Weber Road, Lackawanna, New York, 14218. So please take a few minutes to do that. And then, Ms. Kogut, I'll leave it to you to kind of guide them through. But make sure that you've given that the same courtesy that a verbal comment would be given. Is that acceptable to you?
That is acceptable. Oh, to me. But here you. Yes, is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
I have to agree with this reading this because I live down that street. There is a high.
Ms. Kogut, if you will, as the acting chair, could you summarize what it is that's being said when you're ready? Summarize what is being said, and then you could entertain that conversation with the folks.
So this letter is asking us to deny the request for the variance at 1590 Abbott Road, and there are things on here on this letter that Mr. Stampone and I, Kathleen Kogut, have already kind of brought into our concerns with the major snow removal. And that corner is so, so crazy busy. Can't imagine how much. So that this letter is asking us to consider denying this because it says, simply put, the limited lot size is not conductive to the proposed addition. And when I took a look at it, I thought, oh my goodness. I do feel for the neighbors that have had to look at the awful trailer and pallets and garbage over there and have their fence knocked over, that maybe this would be a solution for that so that they could put all that junk in there. But so did I summarize that okay?
I think you did, Mr. Stampone. And Mr. Turner, do you have any differing view of the letter or anything you want to say on the letter?
On myself, Tom Stampone, I mean, you know, I think the parking could be a problem. I think the snow removal could be a problem. As far as the neighbors are concerned, I mean, I could have avoided that by probably could have put an 8-foot fence over there so they don't have to look at that. If I live next door, I won't want to look at that stuff myself.
So the content of the letter is understood by all?
Yes. Is there any way if these things don't get cleaned up that they could call the city and complain about the garbage and the pallets?
This is the first time we've ever heard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nobody's complained about it until we handed out the letters for parents.
Okay.
But obviously we wouldn't
make
get
sure
a
you
permit.
Complain if it doesn't get taken care of, okay?
So we'll consider this speaking part concluded. Is there anybody else who would like to be heard on the matter of 1590 Abbott Road? This is your opportunity, for or against. If no one comes to speak, then you will be able to move it to the next segment.
Okay. We don't have to decide on this.
After the public comment period is over,
right,
you make a motion to close the public comment period, and then the board goes back to deliberate. And to your question, that is a board decision. If you feel you have enough information to make the decision, you do so. If you don't, then you have the ability to table. But you need to be specific as to what you'd be looking for to be able to address this in the future. So that's kind of your next sequence of stuff.
Okay. So I'm going to make a motion to close public comments.
Seconded. Tom Stampone.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
And I'll second.
So vote on it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Public comments closed. Now you're back to your board business.
Okay. So back to our board business. We have to make a determination here on and being in favor of this or being against or denying this zoning board.
The variances.
You can also
table it.
Where are we?
On the grounds of having everything cleaned up, something
good. Oh,
I think we should table.
Yeah. I think we should table it as well.
Yeah, that's a conversation
between
us. Not with us. That's a conversation.
Okay.
Just give me a.
Okay.
Motion table.
And Wade Turner motion to table it.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye. And on that note, I would just like to have the other person that's against it to be present to make their case, as opposed to just sending a letter, you know.
They're here.
They're here. They chose not to speak.
All
right.
They chose not to speak. So they're
right.
Here.
Okay.
Okay. So, Ms. Koga, so with the vote to table, if you would be specific to the applicant, what is it that, what condition, if any, are you putting on this?
So the condition we're putting on this is to clean up the parking lot, and that this kind of seemed like the neighbors agreed to it, to this addition, because they were told that was going to be cleaned up. That needs to be cleaned up anyway.
Can't speak for the owner.
I understand. We're telling you what's involved.
Sure.
We want that. They want that trailer gone that's in the pictures here, and the garbage cleaned up, and the pallets. You can't just lay around like a junkyard on Abbott Road.
Dave Balin, code enforcement. I did send Dave email of everything that they complained about originally and needed to clean up and everything. So he is aware of
it. Representing.
Yeah, I was on vacation. I know, but I did talk to
him. You don't have a place for inside the space, and it's actually what's necessary for them to do their business.
Hmm.
That garage and the trailer.
I mean, the trailer's illegal.
A lot of anyway,
so. The trailer's illegal to be there anyway.
It's not registered, so gotta go anyway.
So Ms. Koga, at this point, the board has made a decision to table. You've given the conditions.
Yes.
There's no further
discussion
on the matter.
Okay.
To the extent that they are able to comply, they can come back and get put on future meeting.
Can I get some clarification? So you're saying if trailer is gone, pellets are gone, we can come back and you'll approve the two variances?
You can come back and we'll talk about it again.
We're not there. They will not guarantee. No.
We can't guarantee it.
We're discussing variances.
Understood.
And I made a different issue about it.
Yep.
Okay.
Understood.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, and because the variance was not granted, you do not need to attend the planning board at 6.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda will be the land use variance, area variance, by Melissa Valenti and Jonathan Burkhout at 90 Magnolia Street.
Ms. Fogart, hang on once before they start talking.
Sure.
Monasar family, if you folks were only here for the one item and you would like to go.
I have something to say. Oh, if you don't mind. And
hold, ma'am.
Sorry. Say it already.
Out of protocol, you had your opportunity to speak when it was open. That was your time. Okay. Now, with that said, you are welcome to stay for the whole meeting. We'd love to have you if you want to.
Okay.
If you were only here for the one item, you are also welcome to go at any time you would like to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next time, come and speak again. Okay?
Yeah. Once they've opened, and we're not trying to cut you off unnecessarily, but once they've opened and closed the matter, it's done. So you had your opportunity to speak.
I just wanted to say one thing. I mean, this was conducted wrong. The way you conducted whatever you conducted right now is wrong. So that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Wrong in what regard, man?
What does that mean?
In regarding you putting me on the spot, and it's not even discussed among the board itself. One person making a decision. So it's totally unacceptable, unprofessional.
No, we opened it up to public comment.
That's how I feel.
But we opened it up to public comment.
Yeah, and it's what she's trying to say is that we're neighbors, we know each other, we are against what they're doing, we trying to submit something anonymously.
So with all due respect, this is an open public forum, and the public comment period is by design meant for people to speak pro and con. So with all due respect, we are following the open meeting law requirements of New York State. If you disagree with that, I respect that and understand that. But under no circumstances, and in no way, did we handle this matter outside the scope of the way all open meeting laws are run, especially in respect to zoning and planning. So if you took the initiative to complain about something, by right, by code, they have to be able to know who's complaining and who they're trying to address the matter to.
When I was told to write this, they didn't tell me I was going to be well out of the spot.
For that, I apologize, but you are in an open meeting, which is open to the public, which is run by New York State open meeting law. There is nothing anonymous.
They did not say anonymous.
Okay, well, for that, I apologize, but this meeting was run and conducted in the appropriate manner. So I apologize that you disagree with it, but respectfully, I disagree with your perspective. On to the next
one. Some trouble.
No, we're done. Thank you. Move on to the next.
Was being disrespectful to you, though. Yeah. We were only following
the rules. Yeah, we're move on to the next topic.
Okay, so the next topic is for the land use variance, area variance for 90 Magnolia Street, where they want to put a new porch. Let's look at this.
Yeah.
Do we have any questions, the board members?
They want to tell us what.
Well, hold on.
We have questions.
They have them come up first.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes. Come up and
come up. Explain the project.
Come up and explain. Sorry.
I don't know. So Melissa reached out to me. It's her.
So let me step you back. Who are you? Name, first name, last name, address. What role do you play in the project?
Okay. My name is Jonathan Burkout. I reside at 171 Covington, around the corner in West Seneca. Contractor, operate JB Deck Restoration. So Melissa reached out to me and she explained, you know, she's got this very small, like, step almost right out of her front door, and she's got some stairs going down, which, you know, they need some repair work done. And in the same neighborhood, you know, it's kind of typical, not every house, but a good majority of them, a fair number, have, like, you know, a small porch, not like a full deck or anything like that, just 4-foot extension away from the house, and then new stairs to be built down, you know, and this would be composite material that we're looking to do. And basically, it's coming out a little bit farther towards the sidewalk, about 4 feet. But typically, I mean, there's a lot of other houses that seem like they have this.
Steve Balin, code enforcement. It's actually code to have a platform on top. So if they rebuilt it the same way, it would not be up to code. And right now, it's the bottom stairs 24 feet to the sidewalk. So it would still be 20 feet to the sidewalk if they put the 4-foot platform on top and rebuilt the stairs. Maybe close to 30 feet from the street, actually. I took the measurements earlier today.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'll just say currently the stairs, they were this way when I purchased the house. They're incredibly steep and steep. In fact, the Jehovah's Witness came the other day and they complained about the steep steps. Furthermore, my son actually fell down them yesterday. So they're becoming like more of a safety hazard. I think the platform would be a little safer for him as well.
And then another thing too, just I think that, you know, having a platform is, it's a little bit nicer too. Only because, like, you know, there's a lot of packages. Like, for instance, last week I was at my vet around the corner from her house on Magnolia there, and I dropped off the samples and the composite material, and she had a couple of packages of, you know, Amazon or whatever on there. And I mean, they're sitting on the step, and, you know, one quarter room's, you know, off the edge, things like that, you know. So it's just, it's not like she's going to put a barbecue grill up there. So it's just like a little, that's all.
Yeah, I guess it is cold to have a plant.
Good.
Now, any questions from our board members?
No.
Sounds very straightforward to me as well.
Open public open
to public comments?
Well, first you make your motion.
Make a motion that we're closing our questions for the board.
I'll make a motion, Tom Stample.
I'll second it, Wade Turner.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we'll close that and
make a motion to open the public.
To open to public comments.
We got to make the motion.
Make the motion
to close the door comments.
Let me save you this stuff. Is there anybody here to speak on this project? Okay, then, given that there is no one in the audience to speak on this project, please move on to the next wave of your business.
So,
I'll make a motion to accept.
To accept?
And I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay.
All set. Just need the permit, right?
Yep. Be there tomorrow, yes.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Yep. Thank you.
Okay. The next new business item is land use variance and area variance for 1053 Ridge Road, your Orchard Place, requesting variance for 12 parking spaces. And if you want to come up and explain this project, sir.
Alan Calkins, 1053 Ridge Road. The request for land variance is 12 parking spaces. Also in the packet, you may have found that I did get permission from a business two doors down to use 8 parking spaces that they've. I don't have the number written in the packet, but that's what it is. The owner, Pat Gannon, he and I talked a little bit about once things move forward and I can open my doors, then we'll go into a little bit more of a binding agreement as far as leasing the 8 spaces, but hopefully that helps with any decisions being made. But for the most part, the land use variance is for 12 parking spaces. I have 3, I think, for my square footage on my floor, I need 15 spaces. I've got 3 currently on the land. And the 12 spaces will be for customers, students. It's for, you may have read, it's for the Marshall Stoja. And that's pretty much it.
For us old timers, this is the old KW dance studio, and this parking issue has been in existence since the building has been in existence, pretty much.
Sure. And as code enforcement, are you in agreement with the square footage that he talked about needing that many?
Yeah,
got it. Scott, figured out. Okay. Yeah, but our parking requirements are, you know, I mean, they're being changed in the new zoning laws, but right now some of them are very high, some are.
To see that we're following all the.
Yeah, we still are following them, but they present a problem for both businesses.
Chuck Clark from Development. Sir, do you have a, and then Mr. Gannon's a very nice individual, do you have a communication from him just for your own records saying that you have the ability?
Yeah. Okay.
I apologize.
Yep. All right, that was my only. It's Scott Hayes. It just didn't have a number on it, and he got the number after a letter.
Okay.
So it was very helpful.
Towards the back of it.
Mr. Gannon's also very helpful to the garage door company that's just east of.
He is, yes.
So.
Okay. So. Now, do we have any questions for our board members?
Tom Stample, you request 12 parking spots?
Yes.
You say you have 8 in agreement with Mr. Gannon, correct? How long is that agreement for?
As of right now, if I look at the current contract, which is not going to be the end-all, be-all contract.
Scott Hayes, code enforcement, it says end date on until ongoing until further notice.
Right, right.
That's what the end date is.
Yeah.
And there's some parking on Orchard Place as well.
Right, and that is where the request for the variance is to allow parking.
Oh, next door, sir, just to be clear, 3 parking on Orchard is allowed.
Yes.
For any business. Your variance is in relation to not having the 12 spaces relative to your retail square foot.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you're compensating that by the Gannon accommodation.
That's correct, yes.
Any other questions from our board members?
The parking next to the building?
Yes, sir.
This, the 3 spots, is that what you're talking about right there?
Yes.
And that's, I think it's a little dangerous backing out of that spot and the traffic.
Understood.
Ridge Road.
In the future, would you be able to pave some of that and get some more spots?
That's my intention.
Pretty,
my long term
spot.
My long term goal is to have half that deep all the way. I've got 32 feet frontage, and I would like to take it halfway into the yard to have it paved as a paved park.
I looked at it earlier. pretty good size area.
It is.
So you own the property?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Any other questions from our board?
How much of this property do you own?
The building, and then 32 feet from the wherever that first 32 ends, because it's two lots, 1053 and 1055, I think that is, and it's 32 feet frontage and 32 feet frontage.
Probably about where the fences for the.
I'm not sure if the original driveway is fully in that picture.
Sure. I printed this to help our board members. It's been helping us at meetings.
Yeah.
To have an extra.
May I write on this?
Sure.
Okay. This is the
it's your property.
Thank you. So from what I understand, years and years ago, there was another small house back here, and this is the driveway originally. I'd owned just to the edge of that driveway. Okay, my pen's not even working, of course. Just to the edge. Thank you, sir. Just to the edge of this driveway here. And it goes all the way back to the fence line. Not that my pen or your pen did.
If you want to pave that area at some points, you can gain quite a few spots.
Oh, absolutely. And I would, thank you.
Just a little concern when you back out of there with the traffic coming.
Ridge Road.
The school, you know, I mean,
right.
You know, it gets pretty busy there.
Right.
When are your hours of operation?
As of right now, my schedule, I don't have classes going currently, but to start, I would like Mondays, 6 to 9 or 5 to 9, I think it was. Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, 4 to 8, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So it is after school hours. The 4 cuts kind of close to school hours where the traffic is right there, but Saturday, of course.
Okay. Do we have any other questions from our board members?
No.
So I'll make a motion.
Yeah, so if not, just ask the same question I did.
Are there any public comments on this matter?
But being that there's no one in the audience on the matter,
so we'll can move on. Make a motion to close this.
I'll make a motion to close.
I'll second it. Wade Turner, second.
All in favor?
All right.
Okay, let me close this.
The vote.
And now we can vote on this if we are in favor of this, giving them the variance for the parking.
I'll make a motion to vote on this.
Okay.
I'll second.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye. Okay. We're all set.
Thank you.
Okay, I will make a motion to close.
Yeah, second.
Aye.
All in favor, aye. Thank you. Sorry. I haven't had to do this by myself.